Are you for or against a downtown deep water dock for cruise ships?
Yes or no question? At this point in time, I am not in favor of a downtown deep water dock. I haven't seen any guarantees that it will be the panacea some people believe it will be. I think it's a huge impact on our community, and I just don't have any guarantees that it'll make a difference in our ships coming in, or our passengers disembarking, or the benefits to our merchants. I've talked to restaurateurs who shudder at the thought. If there's a dock downtown, how many people off the cruise ships where their food is great and free are going to stay downtown and eat their meals when they can walk back onto the ship and have their lunch? I've talked to merchants in town who have said too many people coming through the stores isn't necessarily a good thing. Nobody can see anything and nobody buys. I've heard a lot of comments in every way. At this point in time, I haven't heard anything to make me want to support a deep water dock downtown.
I've been here through the recent or and not so recent referendums about a downtown cruise ship dock. There's the potential to greatly change the atmosphere of our downtown, and that is an emotional issue for people who love this community. In order for me to support a downtown dock, I think there's two things, at least that I can think of off the cuff, that would need to happen. One is we have to talk as a community and engage the public enough, or you would have to, anyone who supports it, to get enough people to vote in favor of that. Because it's such a pivotal thing for our community, I really think we need a public support on that. Second, I would hesitate to commit the city to spending, I heard, up to $30 million on a dock that would have unknown results. I need to know for sure that it's going to bring more people to town, and that means either more ships on more days or the ships that come would actually have more people in town for longer. Thanks.
Yes, I do support a deep water dock. However, I do not feel that we need to spend a lot of money on it without having a commitment from the cruise ship companies that, yes, this is going to bring in more tourists, and, yes, more of them are going to get off the boats and come up the ramp to the city. I don't see, you know, older, disabled visitors really wanting to walk a quarter of a mile up a ramp to get to downtown. So I think that it raises more questions about whether we really need a deep water dock without having a guaranteed commitment from cruise ship companies bringing in more boats and more tourists.
I would have to say yes, I am in favor of it. I think that it's a bummer that back in the 90s, when it was pretty much paid for, we didn't have it happen then. There is no guarantee that they're, it's going to bring more people into town. There's no guarantee that we're going to lose more people. I'll tell you what, though, you look outside today, how many people were willing to get off that boat and ride a tender into town in a drizzling, rainy day and then have to wait an hour to get back on that tender to go back to the ship. I really don't think that it's going to hurt us too much to look into getting a downtown deep water dock, but I do feel that we don't need to rush into this and trying to push it on to the voters and, try and throw it on the ballot, a month away. We just need to get more community input on this.
If you guys were listening to the meeting, Jennifer went up and spoke to the assembly, asking them to wait essentially until some studies could be done about, will more people get off? Will we actually bring more ships here? Other things. So the chamber had voted to ask to wait until we got a little bit more study in. And it was funny because that was exactly what I was getting up to say based on talking to some a lot of businesses around town. So I was appreciative of that stand that you guys took. And I think that is important. If we don't know that we're going to have ships coming to it, would we want to publicly support something that's $30 million? I don't think we have the money to do that. So I think there's a lot of questions that need to get answered before we can say yes or no. I'm very much in support of a public vote on it. And I agree that if we come up with a great idea and the answers, we need to get the public to vote yes. Right now, I'm likely to vote no, but I think we need to get the information.